from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This came over the weekend. We heard about the Lance thing, but manager Joe Espada, he was asked about Kyle Tucker, fellas. They asked Kyle Tucker, could he return in August? Joe Espada replied, I'm going to sit here and say that it's going to happen. It'd be fantastic. It's kind of day to day. See how it feels. It'd be too aggressive to say we'll have him by the end of the month.
It's not ideal.
But it is a possibility. It's August 5th, Clint.
Is it safe to say that the original report was false?
According to our resident doctor person who texted in, they said we're around the range of how long it could take a
broken leg?
Bone bruise.
According to somebody on the text line, we're still within bone bruise?
Yeah, ball off really the shin? 6 to 8 weeks.
They're the medical people.
Wow. All on our ass about it.
Damn. Okay.
Well, this is not good.
That it could be 6 to 8 weeks.
I got it. Okay.
They can't give us August.
Where are they?
Like you can't. It's August 5th.
Obviously not. I mean, he's still limping around. Every report I hear, once a week, it comes out like, man, that dude ain't even remotely close.
It'd be fantastic.
If
he returned in August, but I'm not going to sit here and say it's going to happen. It'd be too aggressive to say that he'll be back in the next 25 days.
I mean, can I get my $20?
Oh, I didn't get you that. That's right. It was just parking.
We've been to the airport twice now.
Actually, four times.
There was a layover.
Two times. You didn't go with us the second time. You dipped out of that early. I understand what that person sent in as the resident doctor, Clint. But I mean, if there ain't a break, I want to see evidence that an athlete has had a bone bruise like this in a sport, and it has taken him out for this long, or her out for this long. Like
I'll take any sport.
Okay. Anything. I'm not just talking baseball. Anything. We are over a month and a half ago. Tony Gwynn Jr. told us he'd never seen anything like it. That was a month and a half ago. Seriously, he can't rule out. No, this may not be 3 months. He can't rule that out. This may not be 3 months of bone bruise. This is wild. And I'll tell you, they need his ass too. But my God. My man Kyle Tucker, man, he out here. He out here on the struggle.
Well, that, I mean, the crazy thing to me, Ron, is that
a lot of things.
I mean, he's not even if he just can't run full speed, you would think that he'd still be available to hit. In a game like yesterday, I mean, Kyle Tucker, one swing of the bat and it's a tie ball game.
They clearly don't trust him at all. Right. On the bases.
That's what I'm saying. It's beyond the bases though, Ron. I mean, in a one run game
or anywhere.
I mean, at any point. I mean, they clearly he's
what'd
not.
What'd you
ready.
Say? Kirk Gibson got up there.
Come on, man. I mean, he clearly is not even at a point where he can get up there and swing the stick in a ninth inning when it's a one run ball game. I mean that's crazy, maybe baseball didn't work like that. Maybe he's got to go to Sugar Land for 15 at bats before they let it. They trust him. And right now, if it were me and he could swing a bat and which I'm assuming he can't at this point in time in terms of swinging at that level, he would definitely be available to pinch hit at the very least, right?
But clearly with that, it's just. We don't even want you to Kirk Gibson this thing.
Nope.
We don't even think you can do a home run trot. Someone texted, I played competitive baseball and had a deep bone bruise after doing something similar. I played 3 days later. Hell, he must just have a compound fracture at this point.
Yeah, I mean, look, I had a deep bone bruise and I missed a week.
Where was the bone bruise at?
It was a plateau fracture, actually. It was the deepest bone bruise I say deepest. I mean, it was a... It's called a tibia plateau fracture, I believe, but it's really a deep bone bruise is what they say. It's where your lower leg bone, your knee gets bent the wrong way, and your lower leg bone clicks with your upper leg bone, and that sucker swole up like a grapefruit. But I missed. Now it was painful for a month, but I missed a week. This is totally different. Obviously, this isn't no plateau fracture. This is a ball dead to the shin,
and just a deep bone bruise. Is what they're saying.
Like I said, I mean, I get my ass out there and limp around.
He's limping, clearly. I don't even know if he's 75% at this point. The way they're rolling, I feel like 75%, maybe we can get some.
Maybe the games just aren't important enough in their mind. I could see that being long season. Games aren't important enough at this point in time to push it.
I can't believe that. You're one game back. What do you think?
Personally, I sit. I'm just trying to make sense of it.
August 5th. It's August 5th. September, is that when it happens? Shoot, man. Can't wait to hear the updates here this week. If we get it. Oh, no, they'll be on the road. Damn it. Maybe we'll get something later on.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.